Good morning, and I'd like to join with my brother Roy in welcoming you to our very special service. Making Music, of course, is one of our great weekends out of the year. Brandon, thank you for including in your prayer today. Thanks for the program and for all of our students that are responsible, and we congratulate all of them. They are incredible. They're the greatest. They're amazing. And tomorrow they will even show up for class, and we are looking forward to seeing them and being with them and congratulating them again. We thoroughly enjoyed the program. We congratulate our brother Tony Allen of our congregation, who's responsible for all of that, and Melissa and the kids are very happy to have Tony home again, and we're very thankful for the Allen family. I must tell you that I have never preached on a brand new beat. Every year at Making Music, I try to speak to whatever the theme is, and boy, there have been great things. We've had 39 of them, and already looking forward, and work is being done on number 40. Looking forward to next year. But I struggled with this one, so a couple of weeks ago, I was talking with Tony, and I said, Tony, I'm really struggling here. I want to, you know, keep this going about emphasizing whatever the theme of the program is. And I said, tell me what a brand new beat is about. And he said, well, students are taking some of the older songs and they are, in effect, interpreting them, casting them in a whole new light. I said, oh, okay, that is very helpful because that's what the Lord does with us in the church. He takes something that is old, an old creation, and he makes it possible for us to become a whole new creation, a new creature, person, if you please, in Christ. And so what I'd like to do is something a little different because it's Making Music Weekend. I would like to emphasize four ideas that have four single texts, but also has a hymn with each one of them. Not that we're going to sing them, but since we're talking about being cast in a new light, I'd like for us, in looking at the words of the hymns, to really focus. We can sing a song all of our lives and never really get the message. That happened to you too? And so let's begin, first of all, with asking, what does it mean to be a whole new creation in Christ Jesus, in the church for which he died? Let's begin with what we have that is new when we obey the gospel is a new life that is holy. There are people who don't like to use the word holy. It's one of the most beautiful four-letter words in all of Scripture.
And there's the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face while the storms howls above me and there's no hiding place mid the
Christ. And as we've been immersed and as we've been raised from that watery grave, we have a whole new life. The song that I'd like for us to think about along with this idea is the song that is not new. In fact, three out of the four of these are going to be very familiar to you. One is new. I would like for you to look again at the wording. You know, every songwriter has a story from his background, his experience of why this song. But may I ask you to apply this particular idea, taking time to be holy. Now, again, another way of saying this is not referring to a holier-than-thou spirit. That's pharisaical. But you're a holy race. That is, the child of God is someone who has been pronounced holy by adoption into his family. And so we live like it. We act like it. We talk like it. We die like it. Take time to be holy. Speak off with thy Lord. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends and thy conduct his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. Let him be thy guide. Run not before him, whatever betide. In joy or in sorrow, still follow the Lord, and looking to Jesus, still trust in his word. Take time to be holy. Be calm in thy soul, each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above. Those are deep lyrics, easy to sing, easy to commit to memory. The challenge is, how are we committing what is in memory to everyday life? Take time to be holy. Secondly, our new life in Christ involves a life that is helpful. One of the things that we love about the Lord is he was absolutely dedicated first and foremost to his Father's will. And then following that, he was dedicated to carrying out that will by helping, serving, and saving others. There are a couple of passages that talk about the Galilean ministry, like Matthew 4:25, again 9:35. For Matthew, who is along for the ride, along for the trip, along with the other apostles, says, he went into every village. He went into every town. He went into every city, preaching the kingdom of God, teaching in their synagogues, and healing all manner of sickness and disease. I do not recall anyone the Lord turned down who came to him for help or for healing. There were some he would put to the test as to just how great their faith was, but in determining that they were people of faith, he was there to help and to heal. You and I cannot do that like he could, of course. But if you are dedicated to a holy life, one of the things that that translates to, you cannot be concerned just about yourself. You cannot be self-centered. You cannot be selfish. You have to learn, as Seth read from Philippians 2, what the mind of Christ is. And boy, is it a tall order for us to keep striving. We keep working toward a goal like that. But we're devoted to a life that is helpful. You know, during spring break week, we had 110, 15, or 20 of our students that were involved in spring break campaigns. That is not unusual at all through the years. There might have been years where we had more, or might have been some years a little less, but about that number, 120, 125, a very good representative of the entire student body. Both domestic as well as in foreign missions, they were busy. Some of those are dedicated to medical missions, and some of those are dedicated to benevolent missions, and some of those are dedicated to evangelistic. In fact, they're all evangelistic. So here's an example of how day by day we can have a helpful life. In fact, the song that I would like for you to note is the very first song in our hymnal here called A Beautiful Life. Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. To be a child of God each day, my light must shine along the way. I'll sing his praise while ages roll, and I will strive to help some troubled soul. The only life that will endure is one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God, I'll take my stand. Each day I'll lend a helping hand. I'll help someone in time of need and journey on with rapid speed. I'll help the sick and the poor and the weak, and words of kindness to them I will speak. While going down life's weary road, I'll try to help some traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Here is someone who understands what is really important and reminds us in putting it to music of a beautiful life, a helpful life, inspired by none other than the one who said, my purpose in coming to the earth was not to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many, which means all. A life that is holy, a life that is helpful, thirdly, is a life of hope. Again, hope means that we desire something, we expect to receive it based upon promises that have been made to us, and in this case, you and I live in hope of heaven. There are a lot of hopes that we have. I mean, we've had a lot of hopes realized during the course of the weekend. We've had a lot of great accomplishments. And there will be more as Lord gives us time. But the ultimate hope that we have is the hope of heaven. And because of God's grace and mercy and our obedience to the gospel and faithfulness to it, we not only have a realistic desire, we have a realistic expectation of being there. This is why sometimes we talk about and we sing about when we all get to heaven. That's our hope. That is the continuation of life at the end of our journey here. Not the end, really the beginning. Friday afternoon, in a beautiful ceremony at the Hope Barber Shull Academic Resource Center, what our students refer to as the ARC. That particular program inspired one of our music professors, Alan Kenningham, to write a new hymn. I can't wait for you to hear it. I can't wait for you to learn it. I told our brother Gary McKnight, who directs the chorale, and they performed it that day. I said, Gary, I can't wait for this song to become so well known in our congregation and also our brotherhood. Brother Alan pays tribute to Hope because of her life and because her name is that. She has three sisters that are named Faith and Joy and Love, and so the other three verses refer to those themes in our Christian life. But here's what the first stanza, based upon, again, Hebrews 6:19, this hope of heaven we have as the anchor of the soul, a hope that is both sure, that's certain, and steadfast. Here's the first stanza. Hope is the anchor of my soul. Patience, a gift from above. Hope gives light, allowing us to see the wonders of eternal love. I'm ready for that glorious day, the day I cross the bar alone in a ship of faith, of joy, and of love. In the ark of hope, I'll set sail home. The words are beautiful, but the music that accompanies them is beautiful. And in the chorale's presentation that ends our semester at the end of the year, Brother Gary will be leading us or leading them in that song for us, the Ark of Hope. Hope makes all the difference. It's based upon being in Christ. In Christ, we can be holy. In Christ, we can certainly be dedicated to serving and helping. But in Christ, we have hope no matter what happens in this world. No matter how long of life or how short of life, we have the hope of eternal life. One reason we're here today celebrating as we are in worship. And then finally, the life that has these qualities in Christ is a life that has the opportunity to be the greatest life of all, designed by God, a life that is happy. This is not to suggest that to the Christian everything is going to be happy. Really, the biblical term for happiness is the idea of joy. Because people can be happy because things are going their way, but a person who is filled with the joy that is of the Lord is someone who can smile even through tears because of their faith and because of their hope and because of the love that they have received from God and from others. So we're not immune from all of the things that happen in the world. We know that. But we have a way through them. We have a way to deal with them in which we can maintain our perspective, in which we can keep our eyes upon a Savior, that we have someone to pray to anytime, any place, any hour, that already knows what our needs are even before we express them. And as a result of that, our life can be filled with joy. I love the psalmist in Psalm 118, verse 24. It makes the statement that you and I should commit not only to memory, but we should actually say every day, regardless of our lot, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Are there some days that it's very difficult to do that? Absolutely. And yet, the more that we think about the nature of life and the nature of eternity, the more that we realize how much life is a gift. It has been given to us by Almighty God. And therefore, the song that we think about is one that we love and appreciate and sing from time to time and hopefully brings a smile. Sing and be happy. If the skies above you are gray, you're feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in His promises grand. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky, when it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by. There are things that we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust in Him each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing and be happy. Press on to the goal. Trust Him who leads you, and He will keep your soul. Let all be faithful. Look to Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today. So as we think about a weekend devoted to music, and as we come into the hour of worship, and even our hour of worship this evening is going to be dedicated to some new hymns, how grateful we are for the older hymns that continue to speak to what our greatest needs are, our greatest joys, our greatest fears, but the greatness of our faith, the greatness of our hope, and the greatness of our love. This is not just a New Testament theme. In the beautiful Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, which means the second telling of the law, God has informed Moses, "It's time for you to go. You're about to die. But before you do, I want you to write a song, and I want you to put that song in the minds of the Israelites, so that they will remember when you're gone the great things that I have done for them." And so when you read Deuteronomy 32, you have that beautiful, what is called Song of Moses. As you move on into Deuteronomy 33, you come to the end of that chapter, and Moses concludes that chapter before going to the mount where God will bury him as he breathes his last after looking over into the promised land. He makes this statement with which we close today. "Blessed are you, O Israel. Who is like you? A people saved by the Lord. Who is the shield of your faith or of your help? Who is the sword of your majesty?" There was no people in all of the Old Testament like the people of Israel. They were a people who were called to be holy. They were a people who were called to be helpful. They were a people who were called to be of hope in the future, looking forward to the coming of the Christ. They were a people who had the opportunity to be joyful. That is especially true as we think about the Lord's church today and in the days to come. Let us rededicate ourselves to the idea of these four areas of life, when many more could be mentioned, that make us a new creation. In fact, in verse 20 of that text from 2 Corinthians 5, Paul makes it very clear to them, get the message out. As ambassadors of God, you be reconciled to God. That is the opportunity now. Let's pay better attention to the lyrics of these songs. Let's take the message to heart. Let's live it. And as we sing this song of encouragement, let's really show our gratitude, our thanksgiving for the opportunity to be cleansed, for the opportunity to be forgiven, for the opportunity to be restored, for the opportunity to be healed of life's number one disease, and it is our own sinfulness. If you need to come today, we sing to encourage you while we stand, while we sing.